Hi, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and my buddy Steve Cochran will host your morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Fly Jams Friday coming up. And we also have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy coming up in just a little bit. So 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about remote droppers. I have this list from Movie Phone here of 90s movies, 11 90s movies that you always watch whenever they're on. And so I want to talk about that. Now, this list is specifically 90s, but I just like to open it up to any remote droppers. And remote droppers, once again, are the kind of movies that you're flipping around on your TV and you come across this movie, this specific movie, and you just drop the remote because you know you're going to watch it, no matter how far into the movie it is or whatever it is. I call them remote droppers, movies that you could watch anytime, anywhere, and at any place. 312-981-7200. What are some of the ones that you could watch anytime and you drop the remote whenever you see them on? So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This line is, this. Like I said, this article is specifically 90s movies, but I want to open it up to any of the movies that you immediately see and you go, well, I'm going to watch this. I got a bunch of them. Now, Dan, you know, it was funny when we were, when Eric was here yesterday morning, we were talking about, you were talking about on Father's Day how Inception was on.
Right.
And it was funny. So, you know, because it was Father's Day, it was, you know, like Eileen was like, go ahead and go ahead and watch it. But it was on, what channel was it on?
Sci-Fi.
It was on Sci-Fi. And what was the time frame?
4 hours.
That's how much the commercials are. That's insane. 4 hours. You know, I mean, the running time of Inception is 2 hours and 25 minutes. So that's an hour and a half commercials.
Right.
That's really nuts, man. And yet you watch it.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
I forget why, but something had happened that made me recall the movie, and I hadn't seen it in years, and, you know, both of the girls were taking a nap at that point.
So yeah.
I was just like, well, I'll watch it for a little bit, and then by the end I'm like, honey, do you mind?
Yeah, I gotta watch the rest of this. See, the thing is, you know, if I were in that position and I came across Inception, and by the way, Inception is on my list of remote droppers. I will watch that movie whenever and wherever it's on. But in the case, if I were with, you know, if I were you in that case, I have the DVD, so I would I would not watch an hour and a half of commercials.
Right, right.
You know, I would go, oh man, look, Inception's on. I'm going to go get the DVD and watch that. But Inception is one of those ones, man. I know it's got to be Shawshank for you, right?
You know, not anymore, just because I have seen it so much.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'll be able, I can leave it, and you know, I can watch a scene or two, and then I can step away.
Yeah.
For it. No, my current one, because obviously there's the category of remote droppers that are like, this is a fantastic film and I want to experience it again and I enjoy every minute of it and that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then there's that second category of remote droppers, like, why the hell am I watching this again, even though I've seen it 800 million times and I don't really care and it's not really that good, but I still can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
And that movie is Burnt with Bradley Cooper for
me.
Oh,
my God. That's so weird, man.
It's so weird. Showtime, like, I don't know what the deal is, but Showtime shows it every 3 days for some reason.
Yeah.
And I, like, I kind of actively dislike that fancy chef culture. Like, I hate small plate stuff. I hate overly pretentious restaurants and things like that. But for some reason, I can never stop watching that movie.
That is strange, man.
It is so damn strange.
Well, where does Eileen stand on this?
She always just goes to me. She's like, oh, that movie's on again, isn't it? You know,
just refers to it as that movie.
Right.
Well, let's see. Esmeralda, do you have any that, like, whenever it's on, you'll watch it?
Hackers. I can't. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, that's and does that get as much, because it used to be on cable all the time. I don't think it gets as much play now.
I don't know about it too much anymore since I don't have cable, but I think I was at my parents' house and it was on. I was like, nope, I got to watch it now.
Yeah.
And then because it's on HBO or whatever channel, they repeat it on that other channel. So
right.
Just, yeah, the West.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so a few hours later, I'm like, well, got to watch it again.
Sick Boy's in that, right?
Yes.
And that was when he and Angelina Jolie were married, right?
That's when they met.
When they met. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up getting married, right?
Yes.
So what's Sick Boy's real name?
Johnny Lee Miller.
That's it,
Johnny Lee Miller, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I just refer to him as Sick Boy. It's ridiculous. Ewan McGregor is the only guy in Trainspotting who I refer to as his real name. All the other guys? Are there kids? It's Begbie, it's Spud, it's Sick Boy. It's, those are the guys. But Esmeralda, did you see T2 yet?
I haven't.
Oh, man.
It kind of left the theaters pretty quick.
Yeah, it was not the phenomenon that everybody had hoped it was, especially what the first one was, because the first movie just
blew up. People were mad that they made that second one, so... they didn't think. They were like, it's not going to be good. So no one went to go see it.
Nobody went to see it. It's terrific, though. It's terrific. Eric put it in his top 10 for half the year. Eric Childress put it in his top 10. Vic, are there any movies that you come across on cable and go, I got to watch this because it's on?
You know, I don't think I could change if Rudy... Whenever Rudy has been on and I come across it, I generally... Kids, have you seen this? You know? We're watching it again.
Yeah,
Rudy,
yeah.
Probably.
Rudy's on your list. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I couldn't change if Rudy was on. No.
I have many of them. I maybe my number one. You know, because I can watch movies all over and over and over again. As you guys know, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know how many times I've seen Fury Road. You know how many times I've seen Magnolia. You know, in Risky Business. When I like a movie, I will watch it over and over and over and over and over again. But I got to say, the one, because it plays on cable semi-regularly, I think number one is Midnight Run. Midnight Run, I can watch that movie. I don't care what channel it's on. I don't care what time it's on. I that movie is so damned entertaining, and I love it so much. And it's one of those movies, you know, because... If you're going to watch, like, say, Dan, you got to be in a certain mood to watch Magnolia, I think.
Right.
Midnight Run, you don't have to be in any kind of mood. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a happy mood, it's going to make you happier. If you're in a sad mood, it's going to make you happy. If you just want to have fun, you can watch it. If you want to watch great acting, there are so many reasons to watch Midnight Run repeatedly. I mean, I adore that movie. And so that might be my number one remote dropper. And I think a close second, which is on this list, it's from the 90s, is My Cousin Vinny. My Cousin Vinny is way up there on my remote droppers. I adore that movie.
I just added that to my list.
Isn't that such a...
Yeah.
It's so good. And they say here, as far as courtroom comedies go, My Cousin Vinny is one of the best ever. After a dozen rewatches, it's still possible to simultaneously be on the edge of your seat and laugh your butt off throughout its entirety. There are so many good things about that movie, about My Cousin Vinny. I mean, you know, Marissa Tomei. What can you say about Marissa Tomei?
Unbelievable.
And, you know, and she won the Academy Award, and people were like, well, she doesn't deserve it. Yes, she did. She absolutely deserved it. And Fred Gwynne, for God's sake, Fred Gwynne. What I mean, please. It's just so good. And it was such a surprising movie when it first came out, because I remember when it first came out, Joe Pesci had just made a movie called The Super. And it was terrible. Does anybody remember The Super? Esmeralda, you might, because it was on Comedy Central a lot.
I vaguely remember it. There's a funny line in that movie, though, Nick, The Super. Joe Pesci, he's on the bed. And he's got that. They went out and got some cheap wine, and look up the scene where he says, "It's not bad, right? Just a little nasty."
I don't remember much of it because I hated it. And you guys, Dan, you ever see The Super?
No, I just bits and pieces of it.
He was like a bad landlord, like a slumlord, right? That was the plot of the movie. And it was wacky, and it wasn't funny at all. And this was like his follow-up. This was like his follow-up to Goodfellas. Like, he came out of Goodfellas with that movie. You know, he just won the Academy Award. He was in Goodfellas, which is widely considered one of the greatest movies in the history of cinema. And he follows it up with The Super. So when I saw the trailer for My Cousin Vinny, I'm like, what the hell is Joe Pesci doing? I mean, what is... And I thought it was going to be terrible. And then it wasn't. It's a tremendous movie. And so, Dan, you like My Cousin Vinny?
Fantastic movie.
And what about you, Esmeralda?
Yeah, no, that's a great movie.
It's so good.
Two Utes.
Yeah. what is a Ute? Are you, sir, are you mucking me with that suit? Fred Gwynne is the king. He's just the king.
I could not, when I watch that movie, I can't help but relate so much with Pesci's character in the courtroom when he interacts with that judge. Because I've lived in tiny towns before where I just felt like an alien.
Yeah.
And people looked at me like the judge kind of looked at the...
Yeah. Well, you know what's great about that movie and what I think makes it special is that it could have been your stereotypical Southerners are idiots and New Yorkers are streetwise movie. You know what I mean? It's not. Everybody in that movie is smart. Their differences are because of their regions and their differences in the way they live, where they live. It's never dumbed down. None of the characters, and you could easily do, I mean, how many horrible movies have you seen with ridiculous, stupid Southern stereotypes? Nobody in that movie is stupid. Nobody on either side. The people from New York, the people from the South. Nobody. And that's the reason why, and it's got a heart. The movie's got a heart. It doesn't insult the characters. It doesn't make a joke at the expense of where these characters are supposed to be from or their intelligence level. That's what I love about the movie so much. And that's what I think, you know, keeps it better than a lot of the stuff that you can see. Okay, remote drop. Boy, we got a ton of texts coming in here. All right, people like to drop their remotes, evidently. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. Requested 312-981-7200. And we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All coming up on this Friday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about remote droppers. When you're flipping around and you come across a movie that you have to watch. It's just the one that you can watch over and over and over at any time, anywhere, any channel. It's a remote dropper. 312-981-7200. Got a list here from Movie Phone about movies from the 90s that made their list on Movie Phone. And they have Mrs. Doubtfire on here, a movie that I absolutely despise. I hate that movie so much. They've got Mrs. Doubtfire on here. I would not. The one time I saw Mrs. Doubtfire was Plenty. Plenty. They've got Clueless on here. That's a good one. Clueless is a good one. Esmeralda, you gotta love Clueless, right?
Love Clueless.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah. We'll Never Tire of Cher's Naive Words of Wisdom. The Great Fashion and the Perfect, it's a perfect time capsule of 90s teen coolness. There you go. Yeah, I like Clueless. They have A League of Their Own on here, another movie that I don't like. I got some movies on here that I just don't like. I thought Tom Hanks was great in it, and my future ex-wife is in it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, why do you dislike it?
I just think it's really over-the-top corny, and I love everybody in it, except for Rosie O'Donnell. I love everybody in it, though. Like, Gina Davis rules. Lori Petty, for God's sake, it's Lori Petty. Madonna is in the movie. I think Tom Hanks is funny, but I just hated everything else about it. Now here's a weird one that Movie Phone, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That movie rules.
Christina Applegate, who I love, who I think is a genius. I only saw it the one time. I don't remember hating it. Is it a movie that people watch over? Is that really?
Well, you know, with that one, that was another one of those, like, was on HBO every 3 days for a summer when I was, like, 14, 15. So
right.
It's just, like, it was always on, and obviously being that young and having the possibility of running your own house was kind of a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that when you're 15, 14 years old, Christina Applegate is on TV all the time. That doesn't hurt either. You know, Christina Applegate is brilliant. I think she's brilliant. She's really funny on Married with Children. Everybody is really funny on that show. You know, a lot of people think it's a lowbrow. It is a lowbrow show, but the performances on Married with Children are great. They're all they're really, really smart comedic performances. Ed O'Neill is a genius. Ed O'Neill is a damn genius. But yeah, that Christina Applegate. The first time she hosted SNL. By the way, do you know that what's the huge distinction of the first time she hosted SNL? It's historic. Do you know, Dan?
Foley.
She's in the very first appearance of Matt Foley. Down a van down by the river. That's like one of the most important historic moments in SNL, and there's Christina Applegate right there. Trying not to laugh or laughing and covering her face. Again, during that scene, who's the only person who doesn't laugh? Who does not break? The only person who does not break?
Phil Hartman.
You know why? Because he was the best cast member in the history of SNL. And he was the damn glue. All right. Here's Michael on WGN. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Good to hear you. I go back a long time with you when you started with the great Roy Leonard.
Thank you, man.
But my remote dropper is A Time to Kill.
Ooh, that's a heavy movie, Michael.
but you know what I get out of it is the characters. I mean, characters like Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
Charles Dutton. Keith or Sutherland.
Yeah.
It's
an amazing cast. It's an amazing cast. Samuel L. Jackson, Matthew McConaughey.
That's the movie that kind of made McConaughey, wasn't it?
Oh, it put him right over the top. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you know, like Dazed and Confused was a cult movie. This was his first big Hollywood lead, and it absolutely rocketed him to stardom. No question about it.
You know, when he does that summation, of what the girl went through, and then hits it with picture her being white.
Right.
I mean, it just drops her.
Yeah.
So that
was
my remote.
Okay. All right.
It's good to listen.
Thanks,
to you,
Michael.
Buddy, and have a good night.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's a heavy movie, man. I don't know if I could watch that every single time.
It's so heavy. Oh, you drop that remote.
Exactly. Man. 847 area code says, you mentioned it on Facebook the other day. I love Role Models, and I get sucked into it anytime I flip past it. Yeah, I watched Role Models yesterday morning. That movie rules. That movie is hilarious. Esmeralda, have you seen Role Models?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I guess enough. I watched it the first time, and that was it.
Oh, man. That movie just destroys me. I think Stifler and Paul Rudd are so hilarious in that movie. And one of the funniest Jane Lynch performances ever is in that movie. Jane Lynch is hilarious in that movie. So, Dan, you like Role Models, right?
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Yeah. But you like I Love You, Man better, right?
I do love that movie.
Yeah, see, I'm just the opposite on that. Okay, we got a break here, and then we'll come back, and we've got a ton of texts here. Remote droppers is what we're talking about, and then we'll get to all of our regular features after the news, which is next. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. How are you? Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. And we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and You Big Dummy in just a few minutes. 312-981-7200 for Talk, Text, and Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. We're talking about remote droppers, movies that make you drop the remote. You can see them over and over again, no matter what time, no matter what channel, no matter when. And we've all got a ton of them. We've got a bunch of texts coming in. We'll get to the phones as well. Robert says The Replacements. Oh, with Keanu. Keanu and Hackman. Football movie. Kathy says Casablanca, Major League, and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. It's interesting that she chose Thunderdome out of the four possibilities. I like that. I mean, it's everybody's least favorite. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't like Thunderdome because of the kids. They shut up and watch it and learn. 630 says, remote dropper, anything with Stallone. By the way, happy birthday to you and Sylvester. He turned 71 years old yesterday. Yes, I share a birthday with. You know who else I found out I shared a birthday with? Because we were talking about it the other day. One, Kevin Hart. I forgot that I share a gift with a gift. Not a gift, a birthday. And man, Eva Green. I share a birthday with Eva Green, baby. Yeah! Penny Dreadful. Brian says, here we go. My remote dropper is ultimately Gymkhana.
I mean, that would really fit into that mold.
Yeah. by the way, I want to take this opportunity. I haven't mentioned this, and I've been remiss. Brian actually sent me, for my birthday, my own copy of Gymkhana on DVD.
And how many times have you seen it since getting it?
Since getting it? Yes. I haven't watched it yet.
Come on.
I know.
You got to catch up with Brian.
No, I'm never going to catch up with Brian. That's like somebody starting Fury Road right now trying to catch up with me. It's usually because I press play on the DVD and I set the remote down. That movie utterly renders me chipper at any point from beginning to end. Thank you, Brian, for the Gymkhana DVD. I really appreciate it. Christine says Twister. Oh, I love Twister. Oh, I love Twister. Goodfellas, Casino, Shawshank Redemption, Pushing Tin. That's an interesting choice. Kevin from Iowa says The Rock and Crazy Stupid Love. That's another interesting duo right there. 630 area code, Shawshank and Forrest Gump. I'm not surprised at all the multiple Shawshank mentions. 815 area code, The Proposal with Sandra Bullock and Betty White. I just love Betty White. She's so funny. 815 area code, may I suggest a movie for you? Because I think The Proposal's a pretty terrible movie. I love Betty White. You want to see Betty White doing some stuff? Rent Lake Placid. It's a giant alligator terrorizes the town movie. And Betty White is pretty spectacular in it. If you're a fan of Betty White, I always recommend to people that they check out Lake Placid, written by David E. Kelly. You know, the creator of many TV shows, the Boston Legals and the what else? Ally McBeal, ton of other stuff. Married to Michelle Pfeiffer. It's a giant alligator terrorizes the town movie, and Betty White's fantastic in it. So I suggest you check that one out. All right. Keith in Kansas says, my remote dropper is Miracle. I've lost count of how many times I've watched that movie lately. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. One, it's about hockey. Two, Kurt Russell's in it. That's all you need in life. Is hockey and Kurt Russell. Every movie should have hockey and Kurt Russell in it, and it would be good. All right, let's go to the phones here. Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, American Graffiti, I have to stop and just watch it over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's classic. Classic.
Oh, yeah. But not about Cameron Diaz or the rest of the cast, but there's something about Murray, because I'm a Chris Elliott fan from being a Letterman fan.
I love that you watch that movie for Chris Elliott. That's fantastic. Yeah.
You remember when he was the guy under the stairs?
Of course. I love Chris Elliott. Listen, yeah. I'm quoted on the DVD box for Cabin Boy. It's one of my proudest achievements is that I'm quoted on Cabin Boys, the DVD box. So, all right, Steve, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Happy birthday once again.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Mine are Army of Darkness, Cabin in the Woods for damn sure. I just thought about that. I don't care where that movie is. I watch that repeatedly.
I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, great film. Into the Dragon, I've seen that. I think I've seen Into the Dragon close to 200 times now.
Sure.
And any movie where Denzel is a badass, most recently, of course, being Equalizer. Magnificent Seven, I don't think that's on cable yet, but once it's on, I will be watching that repeatedly.
Right.
You know, all of them are badasses in that.
Yeah.
What else was I thinking? Into the Dragon, Magnificent Seven, Equalizer. There are a couple others, but, my remote was on lockdown this past weekend, and you know why.
Yeah, Godzilla. There was Godzilla Marathon over the weekend.
They made one mistake.
What happened?
They added 1998.
Oh, no. They did?
Yeah, they put that one in there. I mean, what was it? It was Tokyo SOS, Godzilla Against Mechagodzilla 2000, Godzilla's Revenge, Godzilla Raids Again, Terror of Mechagodzilla, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2, King Ghidorah, Mothra. I mean, they had all the good ones in there. Yeah. They threw that one.
That sucks.
Well, I have a way to tolerate it. I just keep telling myself it's a remake of Beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's
exactly
it's certainly not a Godzilla movie, that's for sure.
It's a slap in the face to Godzilla.
I agree. All right, Patrick.
New Yorkers.
Yeah. All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy. All right. He mentions Army of Darkness. By the way, I'm quoted on that video box as well. It's also one of my proudest achievements. Here's Dwayne in McHenry. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
My topper is Smokey and the Bandit. Any place. I watched it in Spanish the other day, and my wife came down. I was eating dinner, and she's folding blankets. And she looked at me, and she says, "There is something wrong with you."
That's pretty funny, man. You'll even watch it in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know all the words, so you don't miss a beat.
Well, they don't. You know what? They don't have to dub. They don't have to dub in El Diablo, Diablo Sandwich.
Right.
So that's one thing they don't have to do. So, all right, Dwayne, thanks, man.
Take care.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey and the Bandit. Come on, man. Every time that's on, I watch it. It's so good. So good. All right. We'll wrap it up here with these texts that have flown in here. Pete, Breakfast Club. I agree. That's an absolute remote chopper for me, is a Breakfast Club. Nancy says those are great choices. One of mine is Roadhouse. Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Swayze, Point Break, please. 262, Twister with Bill Paxton. Boy, Twister coming up repeatedly. Let's see. Donna, I'm with you on Midnight Run, Nick. The smile De Niro gives Grodin at the end melts my heart every time. It's such a great movie. Ike from Country Club Hills says the Dirty Harry movies. Okay. Peter and Decatur, Tommy Boy. Oh, my God. I've once said that if there was a 24-hour Tommy Boy channel, I'd watch it all day. That movie. Esmeral, do you like Tommy Boy?
Not enough to be a remote dropper.
Is Tommy Boy a guy thing? Is it? I got a feeling it's a guy. Is it a guy thing, Dan? You think Tommy Boy's a guy thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. 1941. That's never on cable, though, Peter. I love that movie. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Stripes, Blues Brothers, Caddyshack, Double Indemnity, Jaws, and more. He's got a lot on his list. 224 Erico says West Side Story. Jesse says two of several movies that are remote droppers for me is Pacific Rim. Terrific movie. And for some unknown reason, Battleship. Battleship? Starring Liam Neeson's? 630 area code says Moulin Rouge. Movie sucks, but great views. God, Moulin Rouge. That was an endurance test, that movie. 708 True Romance, Christmas Story, and The Professional. Dan says Office Space. Oh, that's a good one. 417 area code says Galaxy Quest. Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a funny movie. 262 Philadelphia was an outstanding movie. That's another heavy movie, though, man. I couldn't watch that one over and over again. 708, a remote dropper, Cobra, Stallone, Crime's a Disease, He's the Cure. Cobra. let's see. 630 area code says American President. That is a fantastic movie. That is a Esmeralda, have you ever seen American President?
Is that
Michael Douglas, yes, and Annette Bening?
Yeah, I have seen bits and pieces.
It's a wonderful movie. That's really a wonderful movie. Deke says, I have a lot of favorite films, but I'll limit my examples of the most Ron Howard films and most Tom Hanks films, and their Apollo 13 joint project way up on the list. 630 area code, Ace Ventura. That was, you know, Esmeralda, that was, I believe, number two on the list of most watched movies when I was at the Honeybee Complex.
Me and V were just talking about it. I don't know why.
Ace Ventura?
We were talking about the butt scene, and then we had to watch the butt scene.
Because it's funny, man.
And then we had a Wikipedia Ace Ventura because we were wondering if Jim Carrey came up with that character, but it was the
Tom Shadyac.
They wrote the movie.
Yeah, they wrote the movie about it. Yeah. But yeah, Ace Ventura. I watched that movie 8 million times. I've seen it 8 million times. The scene where he's screaming and opening and closing the sliding door. Is one of the funniest things. I still makes me fall off the couch every time. Remote dropper, Black Rain. Ooh. Dino says Red Dawn. Oh, Red Dawn. Oh, Red Dawn. Oh, man. And we'll close it out with this one, Esmeralda. Time Rider by Michael Nesmith.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Time Rider?
No.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Where does it even...
He wrote it.
Right, but where...
It's 80s.
Where would it come out?
80s? Fred Ward is in it, for God's sake. It's a really cool time travel motorcycle movie that Michael Nesmith came up with. Yeah, Time Rider. You should check it out. All right, we got a break here, and then when we come back, we've got You Big Dummy coming up.